It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Along with the primary race for mayor, there were also consequential races for seats on the New York City Council. 47 out of the total 51 seats were up for grabs. Hundreds of candidates were vying for a spot. It's still too early to determine all of the winners, but there are some things we know. Some trends are also emerging. So joining us to dissect all of this is WNYC's David Cruz. Hey, David.
Hi, Sean.
So it looks like out of these nearly four dozen seats that were up for grabs, we do have some preliminary winners, right?
Right. So by my count, there appears to be 15 council seats where there is an apparent winner. And I say that because these victors have at least 50% or more of the vote, which means we won't need to go through the ranked choice voting counting process.
Okay.
And I'll point out one race in the Bronx, the 13th Council District, where Marjorie Velasquez has 56% of the vote, beating Monique Johnson. And Velasquez is a district leader for the 82nd Assembly District who previously ran for the seat in 2017, and she lost by a narrow margin. Mm-hmm. And what helped her this time around was the fact that the current seat holder, Mark Jonide, was not term limited but decided he wasn't going to run anymore. And in Manhattan, we are seeing a big win for Gail Brewer, the Manhattan Borough President who ran for her old seat on the council. So the first choice votes show she has pretty much a comfortable lead.
Wait, hold up, David. I know that there are term limits on city council members. Gail Brewer was on the council before, and she was term limited. How can she run again for that seat?
Well, the rules say you can run for a position if you sit at least 1 4-year term out.
Oh.
And Brewer did that technically while she was in another elected office. And so did several other candidates who were prior members of the council. They include Tony Avella of the 19th Council District in Queens and Charles Barron, who wants to return to his old post in Brooklyn's 42nd Council District. And first choice voting results show all three are doing well and could be headed back to the council.
From what we understand so far, it was a pretty big night for women running for council seats, huh?
Yes. The numbers so far show that at least 29 of the 47 races for a seat on the New York City Council have a woman leading. And that's a significant win for groups like 21 and 21, which works to get at least 21 women voted into the council by 2021.
Wow.
The group backed Velasquez, who I mentioned, and Perina Sanchez for the 14th Council District, also in the Bronx. And I think it's worth noting that they were both endorsed by the Bronx Democratic Party, which previously had barely backed women for the council. So I find it to be a very significant win for these women, and I think just there'll be likely greater representation by women on the council going forward.
Sure, yeah. 21, if that was the goal, and 29 are leading so far. That sounds pretty good. Is it still too early, given the races that we do know and the races that we don't know at this point, to know what the politics of the council is going to be?
I would say so. Remember, we still have the November general election where anything can happen. And the politics of this council will decide who will be the next New York City Council speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't really shake out until about 6 months from now when new members are sworn into office. And when it comes to the Democratic Socialists of America, they went really deep in trying to get more DSA members to the council. They really didn't have the greatest of nights. Two of the six candidates they endorsed are leading so far, according to results. But their influence will be counterbalanced with more moderate Democrats like James Gennaro and Robert Holden, who appear to have won their seats, or at least the numbers are showing that. But if more progressives win office, you can expect even more progressive council to wrangle with City Hall.
That's reporter David Cruz from the elections team. David, thank you so much for all of your great work.
Thank you.
For more analysis on the election, be sure to go to Gothamist.com/election2021.